My first couple of years of seminary, I was studying in Denver, and so I had many opportunities, many apostolic opportunities to work with the homeless and the poor on the streets of Denver and San Francisco. And one of the things that shocked me most is that when you would meet these people who'd been living on the streets for many years, for whatever reason, many of them, when you spoke to them, you asked them their name. Many of them had not heard their name spoken for many, many months. Some of them as long as 6 months. They had not been recognized by anyone for 6 months. That's what's going on today, right, with this man who is ill, who's crippled. Jesus sees him lying there and he recognizes him. In our poverty, in our lameness, in our brokenness, that place where we think nobody sees us, where we've given up hope, where we think it can't change, Jesus wants to remind us today that he sees us there. So much so, right, even in that place where we think we can't be healed. I always love how the poor man here, right, the lame man, he can't even answer Jesus' question of what, like, do you want to be made well? He's so discouraged, all he can do is point out all the ways that he's been mistreated, right? That no, I have nobody to put me in. And Jesus is like, I don't care about that. Right? I recognize you and I want to make you well. Do you want to be made well? And so today, right, wherever that place is in our heart where we become discouraged, where we've lost hope, where we've despaired of Jesus healing us, right, maybe it's time to simply ask Jesus again directly to heal us there. Instead of giving him all the other stuff, all the other complaints, all the other ways other people have hurt us, is to simply look Jesus in the face today and say, Jesus, I want to be made well. Make me well.